Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Samsung Series 5 TV with Voice Guide. And this particular Samsung is the 32-inch version, which is quite a good size, particularly for a small room where I am at the moment, which is my office stroke toy room for my boys at home here. The setup of the TV, I actually got my son to help me set it up. And it was the usual things about scanning for channels, connecting to the Wi-Fi network, connecting to my Samsung account, etc. And then when that was all done, then I got my son to go into settings, general accessibility, and turn on Voice Guide in the menu. Now, because Voice Guide's not on all Samsung televisions or particular models, geographic regions, etc., etc., when you buy one of these TVs, it's really important to confirm that the model you're buying indeed has the Voice Guide option. I remember having a look at a TV last year that was also a Samsung, and I believe it was also a Series 5, and for some reason, Voice Guide wasn't listed. It had high contrast and everything else, didn't have Voice Guide, so just be careful of that. But this particular one, the Series 5 32-inch, the smart TV for the internet, etc., definitely has Voice Guide in it, and I'll put the correct model number that I bought with this one in probably about April 2018 in the show notes for the podcast demo. Now, I've got the Samsung remote in my hand. It's a nice little comfy remote you can hold in your hand. Takes two AA batteries. And I'm just going to turn it on via the power on button. Now, the power on button on the remote, and I'll go through the learning mode for the remote in a minute. The on button for the remote is the top left hand button. It's the only button on the top left hand side of the remote. So I'm going to turn it on now. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I've actually got this linked up to, or can have it linked up to, my Bluetooth speaker here, which is the Google Home. So I'm just going to enable Bluetooth on my Google Home here next to my computer. Enable Bluetooth.
All right, looking for paired devices. Bluetooth is connected to TV, Samsung 5 Series 32.
And it says on the TV, with Voice Guide on, do you want to connect to this Bluetooth device? And I'm going to click on yes, which is the default, and that's the middle of the round button on the remote.
Button.
Thanks to paint you an Oot and Hootabelle and Hootly and
okay,
me.
There we go.
TV.
And she painted me in my...
And, of course, you can hear that I've got it on a children's channel, funny enough, here at home.
Look at this button, rainbow.
So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to go and press the hub button, which is the button above the two horizontal rockers on the, towards the bottom of the remote.
Look, there's a bright sunny day and a beautiful...
Smart hub, 8 items, live TV.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I'm going to go to the left of the left arrow.
Apps.
Wow, no...
Search.
Smile on my face.
Source. Settings.
Jasmine and select Jasmine settings with the middle or select button in the middle of the round, up, down, left, right.
Jimmy, giggle, I'm not scaring you, I promise. I'm...
Menu, 5 items, picture.
Here you go.
Okay, so we've got picture.
See, boo, like...
Sound.
Sound.
Broadcasting.
Broadcasting.
Thanks for the lesson.
General.
General. That is, that's the one we want for accessibility, so I can click on accessibility.
General, 7 items. Network.
At my hair.
So network. Whoa, going down.
Worried. System manager.
System manager.
External device manager.
External device manager.
Eco solution.
Eco solution.
Accessibility.
Accessibility. Click on accessibility.
Accessibility. 8 items. Voice Guide settings.
And here's the accessibility options. And as you can tell, every time I use Voice Guide, the volume of the television is dropping down. So that was Voice Guide. I'm going to press down.
Audio description settings.
Audio description settings is currently on.
High contrast off.
High contrast is off.
Hoop ball.
Enlarge off.
Enlarge as in large fonts is off.
Learn TV remote.
Learn TV remote is the one that we're going to use in a minute. I'll keep going down this list for a moment.
Menu learning screen.
Menu learning screen.
Subtitle settings off.
Subtitle settings currently off.
Multi-output audio off.
Multi-output audio off. And I press down again. I'm at the bottom of the menu.
Orange is my
favorite. So let's go back up and press the up arrow to learn remote.
Menu learning screen. Learn TV remote.
Learn TV remote. Press select.
Awesome. And there's you. And you're using.
And the TV stopped, which is nice.
Press a button on the remote control to hear voice information about it. Press the return button twice consecutively to return to the previous screen. If you press the power button, the TV turns off. With the frame, art mode is activated when the power button is pressed.
The single button by itself at the top left-hand side of the remote is the power button, and it just said if you press that, you'll turn the television off. Now, below that button, you've got three buttons, left, right, and one above that in the middle, so like a pointing upward arrow. So I'm going to press the top one of the up arrow, the pointing up arrow.
Voice interaction. Press and hold to activate. The TV will say speak now. Say the command and release the button.
Okay, so that's the voice input button. So you hold it down, speak the command, and then release it. And of course, you can use that for changing channels, changing source, getting the time, etc. Okay, now I'm going to press the left-hand button.
123. Opens on-screen number pad. This is a horizontal strip with the numbers 1 to 9 and 0 and a done button at the top.
So that's the on-screen keyboard button. And of course, you would use that if you want to enter in a channel number, for example, when you want to jump to a particular channel when you're doing live TV. So I'm going to press the right-hand button now.
Use these colored buttons to access additional options that are specific to the feature in use.
Okay, so that brings up the color options button, red, green, etc. And then I've already sort of partially mentioned this ones already. So I've got a round circle, a round raised circle with an indented button in the middle, which is the select button. And if I press the top of it,
up arrow.
It's up arrow, press the bottom of it.
Down arrow.
Press the left of it.
Left arrow.
Press the right of it.
Right arrow.
Okay, so up, down, left and right. In the middle, press select.
Select.
Is select. Okay, and then below the round, raised, up, down, left and right buttons and select in the middle, you've now got another arrow, this time pointing down. So the button in the middle is below the left and right buttons on either side. So I'm going to press the left-hand button first.
Return. Press and hold to exit.
So that's the return or back button, if you like. And if I pressed it twice, I would exit the learning menu for the remote. And then I'm going to press the right-hand button now.
Play pause.
That's play pause. And I'm going to press the middle button, which was the pointing bit of the downward-facing arrow.
Smart hub.
And that's the smart hub button, or the home button, as we would probably call it on an Apple TV, etc. Below that downward-pointing arrow button, and this is probably a bit past halfway down on the remote, is two horizontal rocker switches. Now, when I say rocker switches, you push them up or down with your finger. So they're not shaped like a rocker switch as we normally do it. They're, as I said, they're horizontal, fairly thin rectangular buttons that are raised. So if I push it up, so I'm going to take my finger from underneath and push it up towards the top of the remote. Remember, it only clicks
volume
slightly.
Volume up office speaker.
Was volume up. If I push it down.
Volume down office speaker.
Now, the reason why it's saying volume down office speaker, of course, is because I've, as I said before, I've connected my Google Home, so I've got the sound closer to the computer and the mic when I'm doing this demo. So basically, if that was television, it would say volume up TV, volume down TV. So pushing it up is volume up, pushing it down is volume down. And the right-hand button, of course, is channel. So pushing it up.
Move upwards to increase the channel number.
Okay, so push upwards to increase the number channel. Pushing it down, we're pulling it down.
Move downwards to decrease the channel number.
Okay, move down to decrease the channel number. If I press on the volume button, so rather than pushing it up or down, I'm just going to press on the button as if I was pressing a normal button.
Mute.
That's mute. Now, by the way, it's actually muted the television, because now if I press the channel button, I'm not getting any sound because I've actually muted the television. So just be aware of that. So I'm going to press the mute button again to unmute.
Unmute.
Okay, so that's the mute toggle, and it's live, even though we're in learning mode, which I think is a bit of a mistake by Samsung. So I'm going to press the right button now for the channel.
Guide. Press and hold for channel list.
Okay, so that's the guide, and it said press and hold for channel list. So pressing it once brings up the guide menu, holding it down brings up the channel list. Now, I didn't do this on the volume button on the left-hand side, but let me hold it down.
Accessibility menu.
That brings up the accessibility menu. So rather than having to go through settings, general accessibility, and choose your options, you can do it from the menu by simply holding down the volume button. Just to go over those couple of options again on these buttons. So left is volume, right is channel. If you push the volume button up or down, it increases or decreases the volume. If you press the channel button up or down, it increases or decreases the channel number that you're going to be viewing. If you press the volume button once, it mutes or unmutes the television and or voice guide as well. And if you hold the volume button in, it brings up the accessibility menu. And then with the channel button, if you press it once, it brings up the guide. If you hold it in, it brings up the channel list. All right, so that's it for the remote. Now, as it said, I need to press that return key twice to exit the learning mode for the remote. Remember the learning mode for the remote. Remember the return button, or as I call it, the back button, right above your volume key. So I'm going to press that once.
Return. Press and hold again. To return. Press and hold to exit.
Oh, okay, I'll press and hold to exit then. And I'm going to keep pressing it, return. And it's not coming out.
Press and hold to
exit.
All right,
exit. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to press the smart button in the middle.
Smart hub. Return. Press and hold to exit. Accessibility guidance 2 items. Learn TV remote. Visually impaired. Press a button on the remote control to hear voice information about it. Press the return button twice consecutively to return to the previous screen. If you press the power button, the TV turns off. With the frame, art mode is activated when the power button is pressed.
Okay, I'm going to press the return key again.
E-manual, category 10 items. Accessibility guidance. Provides a menu and a remote control guide that aid the visually impaired.
Now let me just press up arrow.
TV viewing. You can use convenient
features
while watching TV.
So what we've come back to, which can be a bit confusing, let me just press the mute button.
Mute.
What can be a bit confusing is where this ends up when you exit. So we've come back to like an accessibility menu learning screen for a set of options. So I'm just going to unmute it.
Unmute.
I'm just going to press the return button again.
Do you want to exit e-manual?
Because we're now in the e-manual. That's where it's come back to. So I'm going to press the left arrow.
Exit.
Press select.
There's another.
Accessibility, 8 items. Learn TV remote.
Okay, what? Now that's where it should have come back to, is learning TV remote. If I press up.
How will you? Enlarge off.
Okay, I got enlarge off.
Learn TV remote.
Back down
remote.
To learn TV remote.
Menu learning screen.
Now, menu learning okay, screens, Pedro. That's where like the bath. Remote exit is. So if I press select on that.
Document web. Menu learning screen, 10 items. Using the remote control.
Now, this is the training screen or the instruction screen that I said that when you exit the learning remote from the accessibility menu, this is where it actually comes back to, which again, I think, as I've already said, is a bit of a mistake. It should have gone back where it actually launched from, not take you into this further learning screen. So that was learning remote, which is the first option. If I press down arrow.
Using the accessibility menu.
Using the accessibility menu.
Using the TV with voice guide on.
Using the TV with voice guide on.
Using the guide.
Using the guide.
Setting up a scheduled viewing.
Setting up a scheduled viewing.
Using the channel list.
Using the channel list.
Recording.
Recording.
Using Smart Hub.
Using Smart Hub.
Using the e-manual.
Using the e-manual, which is where I am now.
Using voice interaction.
Using voice interaction, that's the voice button on the top middle. And that's it. So if I keep pressing up arrow.
Using the e-manual. Using Smart Hub. Recording. Using the channel list. Setting up a schedule viewing. Using the guide. Using the TV with voice guide on. Using the accessibility menu. Using the remote control.
Okay, and I'm at the top of the screen, which is the using the remote. So if I press down.
Using the accessibility menu.
I'm not going to go through all these. Let's just go through using the accessibility menu. So I'm going to press select.
Using the accessibility menu. Your TV should be set up and tuned. To use voice interaction, you will need the TV connected to the internet. You can do this yourself if you are confident enough through the settings menu. This quick start guide assumes that the TV is set up and tuned and connected to the internet for the voice interaction section. If it is not yet connected, then the voice interaction section will not be relevant. Note: this function is not available on certain models in specific geographical areas. Accessibility shortcut menu. The accessibility shortcut menu allows you to change a number of settings that might help you use the TV, including turning voice guide on and off. Voice guide is text-to-speech that speaks the menu items on screen, making the TV usable by people who cannot see or read the information on screen. The menu contains a number of items, including voice guide. This works on every screen on the TV and when turned on speaks to identify items displayed on screen. For example, it tells you the selected volume, the current channel and program information. It also reads out the program information in the Electronic Program Guide EPG. High contrast mode allows you to display all menus with an opaque black background and a white font, providing maximum contrast. Enlarge enables the important elements on the screen, such as the name of programs, to be larger. Learn TV Remote opens a menu screen containing a picture of the remote control. On this screen, pressing the power button top left button will turn off the TV, but when any other button is pressed, the TV will say the button name and briefly tell what that button does. This teaching mode helps you to learn the location and operation of the buttons on the Samsung Smart Remote without affecting normal TV operation. Press the return button twice to return to the previous screen. Menu learning screen. Learn the menus on the TV screen. Once enabled, your TV will tell you the structure and features of the menus you select. Opening the accessibility shortcut menu. On the Samsung Smart Remote, there are two thin horizontal silver rocker buttons next to each other located slightly below the middle of the remote. The one on the left is the volume rocker button. This button is called the Add Subbed button in the e-manual.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there.
Accessibility short.
Let's go press menu return.
Learning screen, 10 items. Using the accessibility menu. Instructions to turn voice guide on. 1. Press and hold the VOL button on the remote. Accessibility guidance 2 items. Menu learning screen. Learn the menus on the TV screen. E-manual, category 10 items.
And press it again.
Do you want to exit e-manual? Cancel.
And press left arrow.
Exit.
Thank you, computer. I'm going to press exit or select button on exit.
Accessibility. ABCHBBTV Autostart app.
Okay, now if I press up arrow,
learn TV remote.
This is where we come back to on the settings, general accessibility. I'm going to press up.
Enlarge off. High contrast.
And before we get onto the accessibility shortcut, I want to show you what you can do
voice guide settings
with the voice guide settings.
Voice guide settings, 4 items. Voice guide on.
So voice guide on, if I select it, it's going to turn it off.
Volume, medium.
Volume is medium, that's for voice guide. If I press select on that.
Volume 3 items, medium.
So it's on medium if I press up.
Loud.
And press select.
Set to loud. Voice guide settings, 4 items. Volume, loud.
Okay, press it again.
Volume 3 items, loud. Medium.
Let's play school.
Soft.
Press it down to get to soft. Press select.
Set to soft. Voice guide settings, 4 items. Volume, soft.
And I'm going to press select again and put it back on medium.
Volume 3 items.
Pressing down. Oh, pressing up.
Medium.
Press it to medium.
Set to medium. Voice guide settings.
And if I press items. Down.
Speed, normal.
This is speed.
Hello, I'm
press
Rachel.
Select.
Speed 5 items, normal.
So I've got normal, I'm pressing up.
Fast.
Very fast. And that's it. So let me press on very fast.
Set to very fast. Voice guide settings, 4 items. Speed, very fast.
Ooh, I actually like that speed. I might leave it on there later, but for the moment, let me press select.
Speed 5 items, very fast.
So at the top of that item list of ways, I'm going to press down.
Fast.
Excuse me, and press select on fast.
Set to fast. Voice guide settings, 4 items. Speed, fast.
That's pretty good still. Press select again.
Speed 5 items, fast.
Fast.
Normal.
That was a normal before.
Slow.
Let's press on slow.
Set to slow. Voice guide settings, 4 items. Speed, slow.
And let's try very slow. So press and select again. Pressing down to go to very slow.
Today, I set to very slow. Voice guide settings, 4 items. Speed, very slow.
And press select.
Speed, 5 items, very slow.
Pressing up.
Slow.
Button 2.
And press select on normal.
Set to normal. Voice guide settings, 4 items.
And pressing down again.
Pitch, medium.
Pitch is medium.
Pitch 3 items, medium.
Let's do up.
High.
Set to high.
Set to high. Voice guide settings, 4 items. Pitch, high.
Press select on pitch again.
Pitch 3 items, high.
Down.
Medium.
That's medium.
Low.
And let's press select on low.
Set to low. Voice guide settings, 4 items. Pitch, low.
Press select again.
Pitch 3 items, low.
Press up.
Medium.
And I'm going to put it on medium.
Set to medium. Voice guide settings, 4 items. Pitch, medium.
Beautiful green.
Pressing down.
Spiky grass.
And that's it. Okay, so we've got pitch. If I press up.
Speed, normal.
We've got speed.
Volume, medium.
Volume.
Step.
Voice guide on.
And voice guide on. Okay, and I said if I press select on it. It turns it off. Okay, so if I press down arrow now, I've got no speech. So if I press up arrow, press select again.
Set to on.
I've turned it
voice
on.
Voice guide settings.
All right, now,
items.
Remember
voice
I mentioned there's the accessibility menu on the volume button. So I'm just going to press the hub to come back out of these menus completely. So I'm press the smart hub button above
have
the channel and volume rockers.
TV, smart hub, 8 items, live TV.
So I'm back onto the smart hub options. So I'll visit it in a minute. Let me hold down the volume button.
Brush.
Accessibility shortcut.
I just released it.
12 items, voice guide.
So I've got accessibility shortcut menu. It says voice guide's currently on.
Audio description on.
Audio description's currently on. If I press select.
Set to off.
It's now off. If I press down and up again, let it reread it.
Audio description off.
So it says off. Now, I'm probably going to leave it off. I don't know why I turned it on there when I was setting up the television because we don't have audio described content in Australia yet. So pressing down again.
I can turn the painting.
Subtitle off.
Subtitle.
Subtitle mode.
Subtitle mode. Normal. Disabled.
Subtitle language. Preferred. Disabled.
Subtitle language. Preferred. Disabled.
Primary subtitle language, English.
Primary subtitle.
Secondary subtitle.
Secondary
language,
subtitle.
High contrast off.
High contrast off.
Can you help me take this costume off?
Yes, robot costume off.
Enlarge off.
Enlarge off.
I need your help.
Learn TV remote.
Learn TV remote, so you can go straight to the Learning TV in this option as well.
Menu learning screen.
That's the menu learning screen's instructions, which is very handy.
Multi-output audio.
Multi-output audio. Down again, and we can't go any further. So, rather than having to go through settings, general accessibility, you can just use the accessibility shortcut. So I'm just going to press the home button or the smart hub button.
TV, smart hub, 8 items, live
okay,
TV.
Okay, so I'm going to press the access shortcut key again. Holding it in. Which is the volume button.
Accessibility shortcuts, 12 items,
and
voice guide.
I'm going to press select on voice guide.
Wiggly, wiggly.
Set to off.
Okay, and I'm going to press the smart hub or the home button again.
Zinzi has an idea.
And I'll come back to the TV.
Let's see if we
and I don't have any speech. If I press the channel change to go down a channel, so I'm pulling it down.
Accident at sea, unless old ships were banned.
Pushing it up.
Squirming to today.
Okay, back to Play School. Alright, so I'm going to hold in the accessibility menu again.
Accessibility shortcuts.
And yes, you're quite correct. This menu actually talks. So even though I've got voice guide off, the accessibility shortcut will actually talk. So you can re-enable the voice guide in particular to turn it back on again. So I'm going to press select on voice guide because it's the third option. First option. If I press down,
audio description off.
I'm still in the menu, so I'm just going to press the smart hub button or the home button again.
Smart hub, 8 items, live TV.
Okay, and I'm back to the hub screen and the TV is playing, because if I press right arrow,
Apple TV.
I've got the Apple TV, which is one of my sources.
Live TV.
I press left arrow to get back to live TV, which is on by default, that's where it lands on. Pressing the
TV.
Select in the middle. And I'm back to the TV. And if I want to find out, this is one of the cute songs. If I want to find out what the show that's playing, I'm going to press the select button in the middle.
Do you like to read
channel information? Play School 22. Ab Comedy Kids 9 to 9:29. Press and hold the select button to get additional information and options.
Okay, I'm going to hold it in and get more information.
Entertainment. Zinzi and Rachel celebrate International Day of the Girl by experimenting and exploring the basics of coding. Through the windows we take to the outdoors and build with bits and pieces found in nature.
7 o'clock on the rocket clock.
Okay, and just press the return key.
Set wings to open.
TV.
And I'm back to the TV. I just pressed that twice, by the way. Okay, so let's go back to the smart hub. So I'm going to press the smart hub button again. Remember, that's the one in the middle above the volume and channel buttons.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Smart hub, 8 items, live TV.
Okay, so as I said, we land on live TV. If I press right,
Apple TV.
Now, at the moment, I've added 3 icons here. I've got, let me just mute it for a minute.
Mute.
To the right here, I've got 3 options that I've added to the screen, even though I can get to these options another way as well. For my connected items on the smart TV, because I've got 3 HDMI things connected, Apple TV, Chromecast, and the Xbox. Now, if I did have apps installed here, such as Netflix, here in Australia, Channel 7, Channel 9, and Channel 10, ABC iView, etc., all of which are not currently accessible with voice guide, so I took them off. That's where those apps would sit, between the live TV button and where I've added my options for the Apple TV, etc. You can also move these around on the screen if you also wish, and I'll show you that in a tick. It also had internet there as well. Voice guide did read some of the information, but not all of it. So let me press the mute button to go back in.
Unmute
TV.
Ants that live in hollow trees.
Now press right.
Chromecast.
So I've got Chromecast, I press left.
Apple TV.
We're on Apple TV as I mute the button. So if I press select on Apple TV.
HD document web.
And I press down.
Popular. PJ Masks. 1 of 80.
Okay, I'm actually using the Samsung remote.
2 of 80.
With the Apple TV.
Pokemon. Indigo League. 3 of 80.
Okay, that's the Apple TV talking, of course, with VoiceOver. So I can use the Samsung remote with the Apple TV. So again, to get back to the Smart Hub, I'm going to press the Smart Hub button, home button for the
smart
remote.
Smart Hub, 8 items, Apple TV.
So we've landed back on the Apple TV because that's where we were on.
Chromecast.
That's Chromecast. If I press select, that's Chromecast, sorry. If I press select on Chromecast.
HDMI 1 Chromecast.
So that's HDMI 1. Now at the moment, I don't have anything playing that, so that's why I can't hear anything. But normally what I would normally do is, if I wanted to watch something, I'd either do it from the Office Google Home or the Google Home in my kitchen to, say, stream something from Netflix to this television in the office/toy room. All right, pressing the hub button again, smart hub button again.
Smart Hub, 8 items, Chromecast.
And pressing right.
Xbox One.
And there's the Xbox, pressing select on Xbox.
HDMI 2 and Xbox One.
As you
One.
Might have heard in the background, it actually turned on the no. Xbox.
Resume, launch, Goat Simulator. Press the menu button for more
and
options.
And that's narrator, of course, button. Talking One to the Xbox. Four. All right, pressing Smart Hub again.
Smart Hub, 8 items,
and
Xbox
let's go back
One.
To live TV.
Hi, David.
Chromecast, your Apple TV, live TV, TV 22, the Comedy Kids, Play School, 9 to 9:29.
I wonder what's inside.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I'm going to press the Smart Hub again and come back out.
Oh, Millie.
Smart Hub, 8 items, live TV.
Tiny baby spikes.
Okay, now remember when I said if I go to the right,
Apple TV.
I've got Apple TV, etc. If I go to the left,
live
that's live TV.
Apps.
There's apps that I can select that to go and search for and
garden?
Get apps for the TV.
Or in the park?
Search.
Seen
that's search to search for content.
Source.
This is source. Now remember I said I've got those ones on the right hand side, so I could also access the source from here. So if I press up,
sources, 6 items, TV.
So I've got TV, right,
Chromecast, Xbox One,
Xbox,
HDMI,
Apple TV, press
HDMI
select,
3, HD, document web.
And if I press right arrow,
Smart Kids, mission critical.
Okay, there's the Apple TV. So Smart Hub button again.
Smart Hub, 8 items, Apple TV.
Okay, now it's landed on the Apple TV option on the Smart Hub row, not on the source list over on the left-hand side. If I press left arrow.
Live TV.
There's my live TV. That's my phone going again. Let me just mute it. I'm going to press select.
Tip 22 of Comedy Kids. Play School, 9 to 9:29.
All right, so let me press the Smart Hub button again.
Smart Hub, 8 items, live TV.
Okay, now what I want to show you is how to move things
Apple
around.
TV, Chromecast, Xbox
so
One.
I want to put the Xbox first on that list. I press down arrow.
Yes. Edit mode, 2 items,
I've got
move.
Edit mode, move.
Remove.
Or remove the item.
Well,
and this would also apply on how I got
this?
Rid of that internet
of
Channel
boxes,
7 apps as well. That didn't work with Voice Guide. So I'm going to press select on move.
That means clap.
I'm going to press left arrow, press select. So now if I press left arrow now.
Apple TV.
That's Apple TV.
That means
Xbox
Xbox.
One. Chromecast
and Chromecast, so I've just switched them around a little bit, so I'm
so
just going to put them
Xbox
back.
One. Edit mode, 2 items, move.
Move, turn pressing select, pressing right arrow, pressing select, so now if I go left.
Go, Chromecast, whatever, Apple TV.
So Apple TV,
live
there's
TV.
Live TV, I'm just pressing left arrow, let's go to the right.
Apple TV,
Apple TV.
Chromecast,
Xbox
and One.
Xbox, beautiful. All right, so let's turn the volume up and down. So if I press the volume down,
down
part of the
speaker.
Rocking push it down.
Volume down office speaker. Volume down office speaker.
Okay, press it up.
That's right.
Volume,
all right, you ready?
Ready? Volume up office speaker.
Okay, and if I press channel down, pushing it down, pulling it down.
Peter, I might just interrupt.
21, ABC, ABC News Mornings, 9
okay,
to
so
10.
So it's telling me the name of the
TV.
Channel
the Honourable
and what's on. Okay, press it down.
15 SBIE TV.
Okay, now press it up to increase the channels. I just press it 3 times.
Document 20
ABC
TV.
Press it up again. And I'm back to Play School.
22 of Comedy Kids Play School 9 to 9:29.
That was fine. Okay, and as I said, if I did in the learning the remote, if I press it once on the channel button, just pressing it in. It's going to bring up the guide.
By all 22 of Comedy Kids Play School 9 to 9:29. Zinzi and Rachel celebrate International
so
Day
I
of
press
the Girl
down.
By X 23 ABC. Me Bushwhacked 9:06 to 9:30. Kane and Camel are off to the iconic landmark LaRue. 24 ABC News Mornings with
okay,
Joe
so that's
O'Brien.
That's the guide now. If I go
12,
up.
22 of Comedy Kids Play School.
So I'm still on Comedy. I've gone back to
Rachel
the Comedy Kids channel. Now if I press right
game.
Arrow.
Today Sesame Street 9:29 to 10:01.
So
early
pressing down
his plan
goes through the guide
for
different channels. Pressing right on a channel
Street
brings up what's next.
Added.
Keep going to the right.
22 of Comedy Kids Wiggle, Wiggle. Wiggle 10:01 to 10:23.
So Wiggle's on at 10:01, pressing right arrow.
22 and Comedy Kids Get Grubby TV 10:23 to 10:35.
Get Grubby is on at 10:23 to whatever time it was. So that's really nice that I can actually see what's on and everything else. So we used to have Hill set-top boxes or talking set-top boxes here in Australia, which we don't need more. But this is a way that we can get it now. So I'm going to... I love Play School. And press the Smart Home button again.
Smart Hub, 8 items, live TV.
Now, the really cool thing about that live TV button on the Smart Hub screen... Just muted my Apple Watch. I'm going to press up.
3 items, Guide.
So we've got Guide. So that's another way to get to the Guide. If I press right arrow...
Channel list.
That's the channel list. I can press select.
Schedule manager.
That's schedule manager, which I'm not going to worry about.
Most watched, 1 item of Comedy Kids 22.
And this is most watched, so you can tell that I've been watching mainly the children's channel here at home. Pressing right arrow.
12 items, 1-1.
Don't move. And these are other channels that I've recently accessed. So that's a 1 or 11, I think it actually is.
SBS 1-3. Prime 7 Central Coast.
Prime 7 Central Coast. And of course, if I wanted to get through any of those, I can just press select.
TV 6, Prime 7 Central Coast, The Morning Show, 9 to 11:30. TV Program Rating Lock Received Rating. PG, this program has been blocked by the program rating lock. Enter your PIN to watch the program.
Now, this is quite good because I've actually got I've got parental mode on this television, so anything above PG, there's a parental mode in. If I press left arrow.
5.
Okay, because you might have heard it say 6 when I was bringing it up. I'm going to enter the default 7, one, which is 8, just 4 zeros.
9, 0.
Okay, 1, 2, star, 3, star, 4. Star.
Later. 7 News reporter Miley Hogan is in Canberra.
And I've gone to Channel 7.
You reveal about CommBank, Miley.
Good morning, guys. Well, the banking regulator has slammed CBA
for their board members to.
And if I want to go back to the channel, to the children's channel, this time I'm just going to press the 1-2-3 button,
seems like the complacency,
which is the left-hand button
CBA
above the arrow key, left-hand arrow keys.
On screen number pad.
And I'm just going to go left arrow because this is just 1 row of numbers.
We are.
And press select on 2. And do it twice. 1-2.
Corporate Australia and every board director should read this.
Last one. 22.
And I'm back to Play School.
Play School. 9 to 9:29.
If the bar.
TV.
Now.
Ta-da!
Okay, and is ready.
If I press the return key now.
Executives,
but 6, I've gone back to Channel 7, and you heard it say 6 again, which means I know that the focus is on the 6 in the middle of the row on the numbers, so I've got to enter that PIN number again. I don't want to do that. I'm going to hit the return button again, and I'm back to Play School.
Play School, 9 to 9:29.
TV. Time to get started, Jemima.
I'm going to press the Smart Hub button.
So it's
Smart Hub, 8 items, live TV.
And let's do the voice recognition. So the voice recognition is the button in the middle at the top. So it's the top of that pointing up arrows that I said. So the one on the top left-hand side, again, remember, is the power button. But the one at the top of the arrows is the voice recognition. So if I hold it in... What is the time?
a.m. is the current time. I hope you sleep well.
Okay, and let me try this one. Channel 24.
Nuclear testing at Mururoa Atoll.
Okay, that's ABC News.
ABC News, Mornings with Joe O'Brien. 9 to 12.
Test against the test.
TV.
Encroached into the French prohibition zone. Nations on the Pacific Rim are concerned.
Xbox.
So surely Emmanuel Macron and Malcolm Turnbull and their officials will be talking.
Search.
Okay, it's going to the Xbox. And it's quiet at the moment because it's already turned itself on, so that's why it's not talking. Let's try the Apple TV. Holding the voice recognition button in again. Apple TV.
Yep.
And let's press right arrow.
Sing along with PJ Masks.
Yep.
5 of 80.
There we go. And let's put it back on TV.
Let's do something.
Live TV.
HDMI. Live.
Seated. The seats.
24. ABC
okay,
News.
And let's go back to Play School or the ABC Kids Channel. 12.
Let's do something, Greg.
22. There we go.
22 of Comedy Kids, Play School, 9 to 9:29.
Oh, TV. Play School's finishing. Yep. Well, I think it's about time to finish our playing with the TV as well. So let me just press the Smart Hub.
Smart Hub, 8 items, live TV.
Bye-bye, Play School.
To watch more Play School, download the ABC Kids iView app now.
When Pablo and I'm going to turn the TV off from the top left-hand side. And the TV's off. I'm just going to turn off my Bluetooth speaker here for Google Home. Turn off Bluetooth.
Okay, Bluetooth is disconnected.
It really is an enjoyable experience to use a smart TV that talks. I know there are a number of different brands on the market. I wanted a reasonably cheap one, so I didn't have to spend lots of money. This Samsung Series 5 32-inch cost me about $650, so not really that expensive. As you can tell, I've got full control over the TV. I can change from live TV to all the sources, Xbox, Chromecast, and the Apple TV. And I'm also able to, of course, learn to how to use the remote and the menu learning screen information for the manual is extremely good for learning how to use the television. So all up, it's a really, really good experience for the Samsung TV. And keep in mind just once again that if you turn the TV on and somebody's turned off the voice guide, you hold in the volume button until it brings up the accessibility shortcut menu and it will talk regardless of whether the voice guide's on or off. And the first option will be say voice guide off, press select on it, and you'll turn voice guide back on again. And remember that you've got all the other accessibility options in that menu as well. That'll do for this demonstration for the Samsung Series 5 television. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.